For some musicians, good songwriting is elementary. For others, it's elementary school.
Yeah, it's a pretty good day for me.
Pretty good day for
me. It's a pretty good day. Pretty good day.
This is Nashville recording artist Paul Coleman performing a song written by third graders. The song is part of a CD called Kid Pan Alley, Nashville. It's a collection of tunes created in classrooms across the country and recorded by some pretty famous singers, including Amy Grant.
He showed us all of me. Every year I think of him when it's Christmas in Tennessee.
Kid Pan Alley was produced by the Nashville Chamber Orchestra and singer-songwriter Paul Reisler. He's best known as a founding member of the folk group Trapezoid. For nearly 7 years, Paul Reisler has crisscrossed America conducting songwriting workshops for kids from 6 to 10 years old. He brought some tapes of a workshop when he came to our studio.
Okay, who would like to sing that for me? Okay, yes, ma'am.
Me?
Yeah, can you sing
Love
it?
Love makes everybody happy.
Love makes everybody happy. Love makes everybody
The great thing about writing with kids is it's not edited before it comes out of their mouth.
Pick a song and walk us through how it came to be.
Okay. Well, this one is a song called The Rainforest. I walk into the classroom and I say, what do you want to write about today, kids? And they had just been studying the rainforest. It was a second grade class. So we started talking about weird things you could see in the rainforest. And when I feel that I can see a direction that the song's going in, when I feel like we have a lot of great ideas and things to work with, we just start writing lyrics.
Right, like at the just very end of the song is, you know, we swung from the trees and we danced with the bees and we waltzed the whack-a-boo.
We swung from the trees and we danced with the bees and we waltzed the whack-a-boo. It's sure a lot of fun in the rainforest, swinging from the moldy old trees.
I wanted to see how young I could work with kids, and I went and worked in a preschool. I had kids as young as 3 years old, and they were thinking in metaphor. And they would say things like, the wind brought me a pony. And in general, when I've worked with high school kids, the songs are not as good as the elementary kids because they're thinking linearly and logically as opposed to in image and metaphor.
We could move from the rainforest, which is Melissa Javer's second grade class, to Maxine Jones's sixth grade class. And that 4 year difference makes a bit of a difference in what the kids are thinking about. This one is called Download It All for Free.
Daddy used to write songs. I hear them on the radio. Reba Martina and Johnny Cash recorded the hits he wrote.
The way this song happened, I went into that class, and a lot of times kids, especially in Nashville, would say, you know, my daddy's a recording engineer. And this kid said, my daddy used to write songs. Well, why did your daddy used to write songs and not write them anymore? And we started talking about the reasons there weren't jobs for songwriters because people were downloading things for free. But instead of taking it in this kind of way, like, you know, don't download for free, we just kind of laid it out there as a picture. And the picture is, you know, what if you could download everything for free and who would that really hurt?
We wouldn't need the farmers and we wouldn't need the preachers. We download our food and we download the teaching. What if we could download?
Second graders, who would be about 6 years old,
Six or seven.
They could be pretty in touch with, you know, real life issues themselves. And I'm thinking here of the song, Can't Remember What I Forgot.
Mm-hmm.
My head is bald and my hearing's gone. My memory's shot and the day seems long. Sometimes I can't remember who. Glad you're here to help me through.
Well, that, of course, is about loss in old age, Alzheimer's,
yes.
Probably.
Yes. I had the kids raise their hand when they had ideas, what were we going to write about? And, of course, they start screaming them out almost immediately. But one kid was being really good, and he had his hand up for a while. And by the time I got around to calling on him, I said, well, what do you want to write about today? And he said, I can't remember. I forgot. And I said, what a great title for a song. And then we started talking about grandparents who forget things. And I told him a story about my father-in-law. My wife's written a play called How Dad Created the World. There was a part of it at the end of his life where he looks her in the eye and says, tell me something. Who are you? And some of the kids just got tears in their eyes and said, you mean my grandpa's going to forget who I am? And so we wrote that second verse, you know, hello, what's your name? Oh, my grandson, Willie, you don't say. Well, you and your papa look the same, and I'm really glad you came by today. I started to cry when they came up with that line.
Hello, what's your name? My grandson, Willie, you don't say. You and your papa look the same. I'm so glad you came by today. I can't remember what I forgot, to brush my teeth or change my socks.
What have you learned from your music workshops that would be something for teachers and parents elsewhere to think about?
Well, to me, I think the most important thing is for kids to see themselves as creators as opposed to consumers of popular culture. I really, truly believe that everyone's creative and that the creativity is the most important skill we have. Everything of value in this world was created by people being creative and thinking of things that weren't already there.
Paul Reisler is the producer of the CD Kid Pen Alley Nashville, a collection of songs written by kids and performed by some well-known Nashville singers. To hear more songs, go to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'll be bouncing off the bottom once more.